This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman will undertake a four-day official visit to Meghalaya from today. During her visit, the Union Minister is set to attend a series of programs and visits various stakeholders groups to review development initiatives and interact with beneficiaries across sectors. The visit will commence with the inauguration of the Polo Shopping Complex. Tomorrow, the Finance Minister will inaugurate the Northeast Conclave and lay the foundation stone for the Indian Institute of Corporate Affairs campus at the IIM Shillong in the presence of Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad Sangma. She will also visit the Shillong Tech Park at Umsauli and inaugurate an exhibition showcasing farmers and entrepreneurs at the Lariti International Center, Shillong. On Saturday, the minister will engage in an interaction with industry stakeholders at the Courtyard Marriott, Shillong. The day will also include an interaction with women self-help groups, Lakhpati Didis and farmer producer organizations at Lightkinsio Village, besides an interaction with beneficiaries of the Payment for Ecosystem Services program at Sage Village. The visit is set to conclude with a public program at Sobar Village, one of the 96 identified vibrant villages. On the final day of her visit on Sunday, she will visit Ramkrishna Ashram School at Sora. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu has said that no Indian state, including Arunachal, shares a border directly with China. Khandu's comments came days after China expressed willingness to discuss the border issue, including delimitation with India. Khandu said that Indian states share a border with Tibet and not China. However, he added that the forceful occupation of Tibet by China cannot be denied. The Arunachal Pradesh CM also praised the Dalai Lama and urged the government to confer Bharat Ratna to the Tibetan leader in exile. In Manipur, Deputy Commissioner of Senapati Mamuni Dole yesterday chaired a district-level meeting to review the progress, achievements and target for the financial year 2024-25 of various departments at DC Conference Hall, Senapati. The meeting deliberated on various schemes, implementation, achievement, issues and challenges under various programs and schemes under different departments. During the meeting, the DC informed that the review meeting was held to improve more coordination among the departments with the district administration and subdivisional offices while implementing projects and schemes. In a move that strengthens Meghalaya's goal to become a national leader in organic agriculture, the Meghalaya Natural and Organic Society for Livelihood and Innovation in Agriculture yesterday facilitated the signing of a significant memorandum of agreement between Mother India Farms, a Bengaluru-based organic agri-enterprise, and Tomonpo Anglong Organic Farmers Producer Company Limited, a farmer collective based in Ribhoy District. The agreement is set to enhance the integration of Meghalaya certified organic produce, starting with the state's premium Q variety pineapples into national and global supply chains. Nearly 300 registered farmers under Tomonpo Anglong Organic FPC currently cultivate this crop across six villages in Ribhoy. The fifth batch of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra 2025 embarking via Nathula in Sikkim departed from Delhi yesterday. The group of 49 individuals comprised of 42 Yatris, two liaison officers and one ITBP doctor besides four support staff already stationed in Gangtok. Trophies of the Durand Cup 2025, one of the world's oldest football tournaments, were unveiled by Chief Minister Conrad Sangma in Shillong yesterday. The ceremony showcasing the three trophies was held at the State Convention Centre in Shillong. The three magnificent trophies of the 134th Indian Oil Durand Cup will be touring Nongstan and Tura to allow the public to have a closer view of the Asia's oldest trophies before the revered tournament starts in Kolkata on the 23rd of this month. Shillong will host matches of teams in Group E, including defending champions Northeast United FC. Unveiling the trophies on the occasion, the Chief Minister expressed his happiness and pride in being able to host the Durand Cup in the state for the second consecutive year and thanked the armed forces for selecting Shillong as one of the host states for the 134th edition of the Durand Cup. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.